This is John Lennon. This is another song by King Singers called Fine Necks for Ladies, which is a parody of a call by a vendor, a street vendor, in Elizabethan times.
Fine necks for ladies, cheap choice play band, you could play the words, but money cannot move. I can keep a fair, but for the fair to view, a beggar may be liberal of love. Though all my wares be grand, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true. Great gifts are girls, and look for gifts again. My trifle's gone, my treasure's from my mind. It is a precious jewel to be plain, sometimes in shell, or in pearls we find. Oh, mother's tale, she of me a grain, of me a grain. Oh, Father,
within this pack bins points, cases and gloves and divers toys, feeding a country fair. My heart lives where duty serves and loves turtles and twinkies, false brood, a hairy pair. Happy the heart that thinks of those in soon of the woes, of the lonely woes, of the lonely woes, of the lonely woes. Happy the heart that thinks of those in soon of the woes, of the lonely woes, of the lonely woes, of the lonely.
Now, here are a few funny things which are funny because of the lyrics, because of the words. So, it's not intrinsically funny music, but there's funny lyrics set to music. The first one is taken from My Fair Lady, and it's a song by Professor Higgins, and he tells him why he doesn't like to get too close to women. And from there on, there's a few very obviously funny and witty songs, which I won't announce, but this is the first of about four.
I find the moment I let a woman make friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Well, just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind, and so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never would, ever could, let an insulting remark escape his lips. A very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You are a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Let a woman in your life, and you're plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man, who prefers to spend the evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. a pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family, will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Let a woman in your life, let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
My darling, you sure you love me?
Si, señor.
You feel in your heart you will marry to me?
Si, señor.
You promise to love me the rest of your life?
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Eva, talk to me. I'll teach you to habla in English like me.
Si, señor.
No worries, no nothing, no difficulty.
Si, señor.
I'll take you to Padre and marry you now.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh! Forget all the young men that you used to know.
Si, señor.
I'm sorry, but they wouldn't see you no more.
Si, señor.
Forget all the letters that you used to write.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela River. Now, yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh, ah! Yes, sir. Yeah. Ah, papi. I'll kiss you each morning again and again.
Si, señor.
And if we get children, must be about 10.
Si, señor.
I love you till death do us part.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, no more. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, oh me darling. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, my little darling, oh Juanita. You're my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh, I love you. Oh, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. A little kiss. Yes. Juanita, my darling. Oh, yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Play that thing. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, river come down. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, round the corner. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, oh, I love you. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela.
Whoa! The next several are actually treatments by Brian Slauson, a percussionist of Bach's famous The Goldberg Variations. This one is called The Kitchen, and it goes on the puppies, the rain, the Smith, and so on. And then I wind up with the final quadlibet from another album also by Brian Slauson. These first four are taken from the album called The Bach Beat. this song is set to words by Alan Sherman with music from The Dance of the Hours by Ponchielli. It's a well-known song from the 60s.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey, he developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner, he got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy, they're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother fada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go really, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Do most any afternoon at five.
Monday to Sunday at five.
We'll be so glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will complete
her plan that all began with cocktails.
Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate, good at any hospital, for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Archie's Archives. I'm Archie. Thank you for listening and tune in again next week for another edition of our program.